beginnen können da mit Setz gegen der Frau beginnen mit basic und dann hast du beginnst die Gemara the kitchen but my aduke me habik when you have a knot in water it makes it even tighter and that's the stringency of that case now among the masnitin and therefore when the Mishnah talks about that you have to go ahead and dry it out then have a mishum chatzitza that would be for the same mitzvah because it's going to be a chatzitza it could be Rashi like Rashi explains and just that we say that because chatzitza satesis is asked so he says now v'adloi of its shechusim imangiv so why did you say that necessity was from the drawing say that just that you said the safer modern the ratio is for this idea of drawing that the ratio doesn't talk but even though they're both on a chatzitza so it says mishum the kimlei and the use is either the loy or the chada yedid meidach. No, that if one place you see you have to dry it up, then for sure you would know that that would be necessity, and therefore you would have no need to say the other case, and therefore that wouldn't be enough of a tzuchusa to say that you need to have the ratio, which you wouldn't know from the sefer. Yes, my first, those who explained the monk of tamachwineke. Actually, no, the halacha of drying up is for a different reason, and that's mishum shamayim chayzum tamalei because. If it's wet, it comes out that the first waters that's on the kli is going to go back in the time of the second waters that come in it. And there, and Malay Salkalu Hashaka, and the Hashaka of the waters touching, which usually purifies the water, is not going to be effective, Mishamayl the Kaidish, because of the elevated status of Kudshim. And therefore, that's why you have to go ahead and untie it so that you don't have these Tame waters inside the knot. Now, so it says, Rakash Lamar, now, difficult to my teacher because Dimkin, if that's the case, that the halacha mangiv is it sounds like it's another milo. So the Rav Avishnaim also according to Rav it's 12. The Rav Eliyahu Achadasa it's 11, not 10 and 11 respectively. This is what you can say is no Ravi Bekodesh Lechashivle that the one about Ravi Bekodeshim that's not considered as a milo, and therefore it would still be the same amount. Tziruf Deidaisa or Tziruf would not be counted because that's biblical. And therefore, that wouldn't be considered as one of the milos, so that we would still remain with the numbers that we were supposed to have. Next says, "Master, begin with the Gemara. Achrenis lekadosh v'lekadosh v'lechud mechulot." So the last five is on bekadosh, not bechulot, not sataras hakadosh. It says, "Tais teimel Rav Chama." It's a wonder, Rav Chama. The Mechiach Rav Mori leEl bidach pirko. Rav Mori proved in the previous paragraph of the Testament base. From these different levels of truma, meiser, kachim, chatas. Shmamino, so he said, you hear from this. Must be, it's like Kukachim. One, like Tumlikabamas, from the fact that it wasn't said in these difference of levels as its own thing. Klem, in other words, we didn't say Big Dechlin Truma is Medjus the Chun Shanasa Taz Akkadish, and the Big Dechulin is Medjus the Kaidish. So, from the fact that that we didn't say it, obviously it's included in the category of Kachim itself. So, Maya Chachi, what type of a proof is this? But Dilma love Kukudish Dilma, but maybe in general, that it's not like Kachim. Well, in a Ma'la Zu, it's only regarding this Ma'la that the Mishnah there is discussing regarding the Tila Sidayim and regarding the Chazaka of Tfila and Medrash. For that, it's Havik Kukudish. And if you're going to say, where do we find such a thing that for one thing it could be and one thing not? Because our Mishnah holds like that, but here we're showing this Kukudish. I mean, like, regarding the first five, it is like Kachim. And regarding the second one's not. And still we don't mention it in the previous paragraph regarding the Midas. So it's says, maybe that the Gemara is not saying over there that it's like Kodesh, Reklin Hach Mail Lochud. In other words, and from there, yeah, Rav Mori was able to prove. That the fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention it, but the Milas, that obviously that, so forgetting that, it is like Kachim, and Akapun for that, it you would say that Chun Shanas Tanz Hakadosh is Kachadosh. Next says Malta beginning with the words the Gemara Basraisa. Now the last grouping of five, the last word the Tumim Daraisa does not have any subject Tumim Daraisa. The Kachish goes a little Chun Shanas Tanz Hakadosh only the Kachim that the main Gzeres and not for Chun Shanas Tanz Hakadosh. Now. The kashlari, difficult to read. The main prayer coming that need we say in the first prayer need the vav and meraf me eis leishem nida. There was a kseira that we said if a woman finds herself as a nida, we say the previous 24 hours we also treat her as a nida. That's lekaidish, That's for the laws of kachim. Abalelutum not for chum. So the Gemara says yehachi lesnuga b'mal. So why don't we say that here in our Mishnah regarding the students of kachim over chumah? And that says the Gemara because kiktani milsa disleidara b'chulu. We only said things that were a dara of tuma dairaisa. But the less they dara the tuma dairaisa legatani. Now, but we have the last five that are not dara tuma dairaisa. So Michael Mashanle. So what's the Gemara answering over there? Hagam basraisa chashabacha dara tuma dirabanan. Here we're mentioning the last grouping, those that are subject tuma dirabanan. So why is it not mentioned in our Mishnah? Shukash traditionally, what's difficult is what's different from these last groups over here? The lehavel chol shnas tatz hakodesh, which we say it's not for chol shnas tatz hakodesh. The hazam askinan, and then the Gemara concludes the meisli is the halacha that it needs to tell me that the previous 24 hours for kachim is after chol shnas tatz hakodesh. But that's exactly the opposite of our Mishnah. It says when it's not derutim deraisa, which is only the Rabban, like over there, he was saying that it's not going to be for Chol Shnas Tatz HaKadosh, and they were saying that it is. So Rabbi Yehoshua HaFarish, Rabbi Yehoshua explained, actually, that these two questions answer each other. The Asam, Loi Maksha, the Gemara doesn't ask, well, the Sanik of the Milas, that we say it's by the Milas, only from the first grouping, and not from the last grouping. Because the Gabbas Trai, so Loi Damim, because like, regarding the second grouping, actually, it's not comparable. Because the Hasam over there, you're right, Av L'Chol Shnas Tatz HaKadosh, that's exactly the point. And therefore, that's precisely why the Gemara doesn't ask from the same, only ask from the Reisha. Now, sisters, will you talk on the Hari? Because the Gemara doesn't know yet that over there that for Kachim was also B'chon Shanasa Tarasa Kodesh. The proof is because the Gemara there says, Kiparchal, and the Gemara asks, until the Gemara comes to conclusion. In other words, only by the Gemara's conclusion did the Gemara come out this concept. And the Gemara in the beginning did not know that. So why didn't it say that? Why is it different than the Sefer of a Mishnah? Like moreover, Kimishan, when the Gemara does answer the late Dami, the Kamaisa, that can't compare it to the first grouping, Mishnah, the Leslie Dar, the Tumah, because it doesn't have a Dar, the Tumah, the Raisa. It's only similar to the last grouping. And why are you saying the last grouping is because you're saying it's because that's for Chol Shnas Tatz HaKadosh, whereas over here, it's only for Kachim. But Akati Tikshale, it's still difficult, but might not the Hasim of Chol Shnas Tatz HaKadosh. Why is it that over there, it's for Chol Shnas Tatz HaKadosh? The Hacha Dav HaKadosh, it's specific for Kachim. So, it appears to be to explain not like Riva. Rather, the Gemara's question with Asanye, it doesn't mean specifically for the first grouping. Rather, when the Asanye got Milas, it should be said by the Milas, either from the first grouping or from the second grouping. That even if you say it's not Dard Tum De Raisa, but it has Dard Tum De Rabbanan, Mashani, and the Gemara answers, the Lekha Dard Tum Kalal of the Rabbanan, no, it doesn't have a Dard Tum even Rabbinic. So, therefore, Bali Dumaf Labas Raisa is not comparable even to the second grouping. Because the hakim at the min lama is la is when the woman for the previous 24 hours, kimlan the tar, I said the presumption the chazaka was that she was tar, and therefore it's not even as a tar the tumah did abon. And if it's not mentioned in any of our groupings. But I don't wonder, but heich miskin hasam, how's the gemara come out over there regarding nida that it's going to be tami aflachul and that's made out to hasa kaidish, and even the like a tumah klal, but why? How could that be? If we said it has to have at least some dar the tumah, as we're saying in our Mishnah, so it's just l'fish regilus uktzah shenek adam lefneiras. Because ultimately, it is common a little bit that some blood should come out before she actually has that she saw that of ri of dam. So l'kach kaz rabban, never the rabban okay. Zavu cholish nas tazakay deshim bechol nevanir al tazakay desh. But now the question is the other way: that if it is a custom, so then why is that not considered dar the tumah? So it says, still less Ludar Tumadaz, it's not considered the Tumah over there. Because keeping the Mishah, the Ask of the Haras, since when she was engaged in Taras, Oz Ain Chum, at that point we had no doubt of Tumah, we didn't know anything yet. And the Ain Lulanich, Malask with Taras, and she has no reason to leave being engaged in Taras, and he does must tell her again because she doesn't know when she's going to go. See, if it's still considered not having Dar Tumah even Dirabban, and if that's what's not mentioned in our Mishnah, not even in the Basraisa. Next test, Master begins with the Gemara. Basraisa, the last grouping, the less Ludar Tumah, the rest does not have a suffix of Tumah Deraisa. Now, says this is Timulari. It's a wonder to the Ri. Because had the Riba Kaidish, Diktani, we mentioned Riba Kachim and Vishlishi Bitrum. That's mentioned in this grouping, which Tumah Deraisa is biblical. Could he say the Perikashem, Davchav Tesman Alf, Lakam Mafash Bezachem, and with God's help, Daf Chav Gimel Beis, the Mask of Ha, and Daf Chav Dalet Av, the Mask of Menayin, that says I'm going to explain this idea. So why are we saying it if it's Deraisa? Was like a Pesach Rashi, meaning not like Rashi later on Daf Chav Dalet Av, the Mask of Din. Shapesh that explained David the Rabbanim very big, because Chesed it's like Rabbinic, but Tais says no, Deraisa. So why are we saying it's the last grouping? Right, because Mari, it is like difficult to my teacher Rav Nachman, but I'm Rav Dikdani Gabi Rav Ma'alas that he says regarding the 11 levels of Rava, and he says like a Ma'is of a Hulu, first grouping that is for also Chulin Shnas Tatsa Kodesh, and Achrein is like Kodesh Dafka, and the last grouping is specifically only for Kodeshim. Sim Kain, it comes out that Sphere Lady Dirios Kalad Besraisa, that this whole last grouping, Les Lodar the Timidaresa, that does not have any biblical Tumah. That's the difference. The problem is, we look at Mandigma later on the Chavdal Manav. Shamin Le, we learn that he holds the Tzir of Sal HaBderaisa, that the combination of the basket is biblical. The Mishnah Le Memre Reb Chanan, because he explains that the teaching of Reb Chanan, that learns out that the pasuk of the basket combining is Kegon Shetavra Gabi Ketavla, that if you combine it on top of this Ketavla, Kertavla, which the Raisa Yishlo Tech Mitzav, oh, biblically it's only if it has a container it combines. But the Rabban is when there's no tech. But Amma, we see how the Reis with the Cheshater that it's biblical if it has an inside, and so it's a third from the Reis. So how can we mention the last grouping? So Matitzri, the re-answer is keeping the Shach Lechulin. But ultimately, since you don't have the Halach of Tzir for Chulin, Lechashu the Dara Tuma. That's like it's so to speak a Dara of Tuma, and whereas by the first ones where there is an application of Tuma even for Chulin. And therefore, when it says Dara Tumah is behind Shaychus Tumah, that it has some application of Tumah, and not that there's really a Chashash of Tumah, like Rashi says. Because according to him, then you would have Taisa difficulty. So according to Rashi, when we say the Tumah Drabbanan, so Dara Tumah, because it's Al Chashash Tumah, Taisa that says biblical, so Dara Tumah is means like a Shaychus of Tumah. Next Taisa Matha, begin with the Gemara, Ko'edu the Kachalala. That this that you have to have the tube of a flask has to be like the thickness and the cavity, which Pershash Rashi explains. That's two fingers, that could go all the way around to their place easily. That's how wide the tube has to be, the open. Now, the extra Vintam asks, because did not learn the Mishnah and Seth the Taurus, Meisla Pekcher and the Giddens, but in the second Pekcher and Giddens, after Zem and Alpha Pekcher, Basta with Zod, and last Pekcher and Zodafi and Bezim and Aleph. That anisik ba'katafis, this flow of water from an incline, and when you have damp liquid, that it would make something else damp when you touch it, in the chibah, that's not considered as connecting different things. Now, it sounds like ha'tefech ha'manas latfech, but if it's not so just moist that if you touch it, but rather if you touch it, it's moist, and then that can make something else that it touches, a second thing, it's going to make that moist too, it sounds like that would be a chibah. Even though there's no measurement of the thickness and the cavity of the tube of a flask, which is two finger breadth. So remember in Tom, he says that the b'mayim, in other words, by the amount of water that has to go through the hole, yeah, that's sufficient with, if it's moist, that it would even make something else moist. Abol b'nekev, but regarding the hole, being that you need bezitz voice. That for that, you need to have, for the hole, you have to have two finger breadth. Regarding the amount of water, that's enough for Tevech Manas Latviyah. Ach Kosh Lari, but that's difficult to read. Kadnam Perk HaMish Depar, we learn the fifth Perk in Parda and Mishnah Ches. Shtei Shekosah Sheve Evan. If there's two troughs of water that's coming out of one stone, and there's water going from one to the other one. If Kiddush Achzman, if you put the ash of the para on the water of one of them, so Mayim Sheve Shnein Mekadosh, the water in the second one is not sanctified, because you don't have Kishafer Sanayit between them. But if you have the holes going from one to the other one with the amount of a tube of a flask, like above, or there's water flowing on top of even like the peel of a garlic. So then, if you sanctify one of them, then the water in the second one is going to be sanctified. Now, Mashmah sounds like when they save it, but in fact, we said the second case, like above, or if there's water floating on top, and Mashmah sounds the bekeisel that. By the first case, that by the wall, the be'in shaveres hanoid, afil melayim, that you need to have the size of the tube even from the amount of the water that's floating without a hole. Because the dafka be'safa, specifically with the second case, is where we say the amount of water is enough saga k'tibas Hashem, like the peel of a garlic. And there, obviously, we're talking about the measurement of water, which is different than like a ben adam, that how there would be enough with k'tibas Hashem, even regarding by a kaisel. So there's still more of us as Taisis. Another difficulty is not something like the mission like twice in the sixth pack. Kaisel should be interesting mikvahs. If you have a wall between two mikvahs and nizdak, there's a crack, and each one has less than 40 sa. So if this crack is l'shasi, which is a vertical line, mitzdarf, then they combine to be the 40 sa. La'erev, if it has it horizontal, then emisarv, they don't combine to be like one mikvah. Until you have in one place that they're connected, like the tube of a flask. And Chilavadram says the opposite, that when it's vertical in each vesenoid and when it's horizontal, then it doesn't. Then it's enough even with a minute amount. Yishlei says over there that if nivitz zeh l'teich zeh, meaning if it's breached on top, not in the wall, like the resha, so then al roim, the height has to be k'klibas Hashem, like the peel of a garlic. Al roichiv, and the width, is kishafez, and like the tube of a flask. Claim another word. That's why it's becoming the words two fingers that could go all the way around. Now, even the beinon, since you need either gizis chatzi or roichiv, since you need that the width of hanakiv of the whole is molimayim, is the amount of the water, like saying shves anoid. So obviously the ikka tfeim tefech nasatfech. Obviously, you have more than the amount of water that could just make something else that touches it to make something else wet. But if you say by the water, like Rabbi Tam says, enough for tefech nasatfech. So what do you need amount by the width? So again, you see now like Rabbi Tam. But moreover, is that e misanya. Hahi the nitzik b'ketavis le mikvayis zibelun le ben tam. Regarding this of the flow, regarding mikvayis, that Ben Tam was asking from mikvayis regarding ketavis, my hai the come be gittin. So what do you do with the gemara gittin? Ilfa had asked regarding if hands can be purified halfway or not. The gemara there says that some of the years said Dilma, that maybe this that we say that's connected is in mikvahs, and Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda. He says a mikvah that has 40 so exactly, and if one person's foot still inside, oh, that can be connected. But regarding the tila, that's not from the halacha of chibur. So says Taisus Machlal, the inference is the mikar originally when the gemara was asking. Obviously, the Gemara was not explaining that Mishnah Nizik and Tafis were going to mikvahs. Now, Rav Tam that says Tumma mikvahs. So, it makes sense if you're going to say that Nitzik is around mikvahs. So, we see that, yeah, the Mishnah holds that Tefech HaManas Latfiach would be considered connected. But now that we're saying that, only in the conclusion of the Gemara we're saying it's around mikvahs, and that's according to Behuda. So, if that's the case, then the ratio of Nitzik is also talking like Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Ravon, you could say that you need a measurement of border even by Shafes HaNayit, like Rabbi Tam, that says that regarding border, it's enough. Tevechem Naslatvir. Definitely appears to the read, Delina Shaka Masanya. That actually, the duration is not talking about regarding connecting mikvahs, rather it's talking about the Aloch of Hashaka, which is Dumi Dereisha, similar to the first part over there, which was talking about Makal Shumali Mashkin Tamim. You have a stick that's full with liquids that are tummy. Kimin sheshikol the mikvah, once you connected it to the mikvah waters, the target's pure, they're very sure. Chomim, they say, actually, yatfil is cool, no, until you cover the whole thing. And then the Mishnah continues that. Anitzik v'agadav is v'chulu. So you see that there's a connection from the halacha of Hashaka. And the same picture, Mishnah Taras Mezani, we learn that, but in the mikvah is moyo. According to Behuda, even by Ketafis. The Yisrael, like we said previously, Nabi Testament Aleph, Kabasholish gamomiyas, when you have like these three pits that they connected with the chardalas, which is the halach of ketafis. That he holds, oh, if you hold the table in the tachton, make a table in the bottom one. Now, so, chimak minam, begitten, so when we're saying getting the dimel in mikvois, maybe it's for a mikvois, Rabbi Yehudi, the amagurach that he said, that you viewed connected downwards, that lematzluk mikraban, you cannot explain like rabbanan, because the lesslut tevech v'naslatfiach, they don't hold of tevech v'naslatfiach, a fill of a good achas, even to extend it downwards, but kashim kar kashim, I'm sure when it's equal ground, to learn less lechibur, they don't know it's connected, It feels like the peel of a garlic, but it's in the width of a tube. So if so, you could say that Asugya is going like Drabbanan. So too, the wording in that Mishnah of the Nitzuk, where he says, until you cover the whole thing, that sounds like the Lo'ilam, that in general, even by Mikvahis, lo have a chibra, it's not considered connected, as long as there's no Shavas Anoid. And then it's considered like your Taylor. But additionally, what you could say is, because maybe you could say that even Lo Bihuda, nonetheless, doesn't hold that you don't need Shavas Anoid. It's only where you could say that you extend it downwards, like the halacha of when one person put a stone in the mikvah of a karkar shavu with equal ground, where you don't have the halacha of gurachas. That actually loyimrin that we don't say that it's enough with a koshu, and that yeah you need specifically shavas anoy. Now Tais previously brought that the halacha of the three mikvahs, where the middle one is 40 and the upper one is 20 and the bottom one is 20, be all that you get them on the bottom and not the upper one. So it's a proof from there that according to Yehuda by Mikvahis, Nitzuk is a connection. So Tais says now Le'el, previously in the Vitesim base of the Maschal Betachtoino, says Parash to Tais says, I explain, the Nokar Ubim Tzoy Sabon, why did they say the middle one has 40 Sa? Because based on what I was saying, that it's a connection by Mikvahis, so even if it's just not 40, you should still consider extended. So that was the Ravusa, the Rabbi Yehuda. That the Avak of Dekumim Sobem Tzoyin, even though it's 40 Sa in the middle one, in Tevim Bel Yoin, the Chiddush is, but you cannot table in the upper one. We now additionally could say, Rebusa the Chacham, that it's a Chiddush of the Chachamim, to say that even so, Ketani B'Tesef, in the Brai, so Chachamim, they say, even Tevim Bel Yoin, you can only table in the middle one, and not even on the bottom one. And that's a Chiddush that they're not going to say Gunachas, even in such a case. Now, this that we're saying over here, to differentiate, according to Behuda, between Ashoka and Mekvais, this is Achtim Le'Bulchan. There's a wonder to Le'Bulchan. Because the Svar HaFucha, because the logic is inverted. Because the Gabi HaShoka Chazinan, the Ketafis, in the Chibur. That Ketafis is not a connection. And we find the Behid and Nitzik with Ketafis. Well, in Mikvahis, where we're going to Mikvahis, it is Mani, it is effective. Kedi Isa Le'el, like we had brought previously, Gabi Shalesh Gam Mami, it's like these three pits, the Tevim Le'Tachtim, you can Tevim in the bottom one, but to have a Chibur, it's considered connected. On the other hand, we find that that's mahandling ashaka, as we said that when nitzik v'ketafris, that only tefech is not connected, but al manas latfiach would be considered connected. Well, in mikvayis, being a mayim tzav magavav, we need the water floating at the top, like we said in the Mishnah Maseches Para, and we said that's going according to Yehuda that does not require shavas hanayit. But now we see that tefech al manas latfiach would not help. So the Tzitzit read the re-answers, the Tumah v'Tahara v'Ashoka halkas ha-gamila. All these halachas, Tumah v'Tahara and Ashoka, are halachas mishim esinais. But the Tzvar Talmud is not dependent on Tzvar. And therefore, yeah, even though it's Tzvar HaFuch, we could say it's halachas mishim esinais. Now, by Kashla, additionally, the Rebbechan finds difficult that what we said, the Gabi Tevech HaMnas L'Tfiach, have a chibur l'Ashoka, but Mekvoiz, being mind itself, but regarding Mekvoiz, you need the water to be floating. So, B'chi Kamina, so when we say, like in the Gemara Gittin, that by Tevech HaMnas L'Tfiach, it's a chibur, and they wanted to prove regarding both for the Shaila Grand until Zidayim. And the Gemara says, no, Dimelin Mikvoiz, come, maybe it's only said regarding Mikvoiz, and going like a Behuda. Now, it sounds like the Roi Tzalem, what it means to say is that Lagabi Hashaka, Loya Bechib is not considered connected. Now, how could you say that the opposite of the question? Another in the question, he thought that Mikvoiz was more Chomer than Hashaka. For Hashaka, it's sufficient with Tevech HaNasa to have Mikvois, you have to have water floating on top. Nice and Mikvois is more Chomer than Hashaka, and Mikvois, Tevech HaNasa to have is going to be enough, and Hashaka is not going to be. So it says, what you could say is, that in the answer, he's comparing Mikvois to Hashaka. And like the Halacha Mikvois, that's enough for Tevech HaNasa Tzvech, that Hu Adin LaShaka, same thing applies to Hashaka. The Malkum Dikla Neymar Gur Adas, when you could say that you see it extending downwards, have a Chibur, it's going to be considered connected to Rabbi Huda. That, according to the last answer that was said previously, that only good achas can be heard to say tefech on the slatfiach. But how do you make mikvahs? Why does it make mikvahs? Not to say, but by a shak and that. Rav Mishum the Aribe, because since he was talking about regarding the case of two people tabling, they've enacted that, therefore they said it. Now, Tais still comes to answer all the questions that we asked, that by these two halachas, that one by the Brisa of Ketafris, that we see that it's enough with Tevech and Nasatvech, and the Mishnah of two troughs in the stone, where we see that by a wall it's sufficient with the pill of a garlic on top. So this is a Miyash Lechalik Meikar, but truth is you could differentiate from the beginning, from the primary halacha. And Eliyashav Komashnais, you could resolve all the Mishnais by saying the Bekarka Shabbam, when you have flat ground, hechad like a kaisa klal, when there's no wall at all. Sagar b'tefech nesletfech, then it's enough with being moist that it can make something else moist. That's the Mishnah Meketafis. Vechad deke nekev b'kaisa, when there's a hole in the wall, then be'ina karech v'shveres, and then you need to have like the width of the tube of a flask. And that's the Mishnah regarding the hole in the vessel by our Gemara. B'kaisa, on top of a wall, sagi kekulis Hashem, that's enough with a pail of a garlic. V'arroichev, and on the width, k'shveres anay. And those are two situations in the Mishnah regarding the truss and the stone. And the reason of the differentiation, like we said, because Allah HaMash Mesina, according to that, so then you don't have to differentiate between Hashak and the Mikvah. And also you don't have to say that Gurach is a distinct Halacha. But all this according to Behuda. According to Abonon, even by flat ground, it wouldn't be enough, even by Tevech HaNazal Tevech. The fact that we see the Mikvah is that they disagree with Behuda regarding the Gurach is, sure, by equal ground, by Tezibam, Tezibam, and Av, Tevech HaNazal Tevech.